I'm Dr. Sagar Lonial from the Winship Cancer Institute of Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm at ASCO 2018, and we're going to talk about some new data presented at the meeting. Let's start off talking a little bit about a very interesting abstract from the group in Massachusetts that looked at a combination of pomalidomide, bortezomib, and dexamethasone with elotuzumab in a patient population that was relapsed and refractory. This was a phase 2 study, and many patients were resistant to either POM or bortezomib or had previously seen these drugs in other combinations. And the real question was, can you add in elotuzumab and potentially enhance the overall response? The response rate in this phase 2 trial was actually quite good. Over 50% of patients had a response, with about 43% of patients responding who were resistant to daratumumab, suggesting that you may be able to gain benefit through the use of ELO in the post-DARA patients as well. This is certainly a very interesting trial, and given data at this meeting on the use of PVD from the OPTIMISM trial, pomalidomide, bortezomib, and dexamethasone, establishing another standard in the relapsed and refractory setting, the addition of ELO as a quad regimen is really quite interesting, and we're looking forward to additional data with larger patient cohorts. The next trial I want to talk about is a follow-up on the ELOQUENT 2 study. ELOQUENT 2 study was a randomized phase 3 trial that I led several years ago, looking at ELO plus Lendex versus lenalidomide and dexamethasone in 1 to 3 prior lines of therapy. And this was the trial that ultimately led to the FDA approval of elotuzumab in combination with lenalidomide and dexamethasone. What we're seeing now with much longer follow-up than we've ever had before is that the difference in progression-free survival, that 30% benefit with the addition of elotuzumab, is continuing to hold up with 4+ years of follow-up now. What we're also beginning to see is that there was no increase in infectious or other complications with longer follow-up, and the survival curves are continuing to separate. So this really continues to establish the benefit of ELO in combination with Lendex over Lendex, with long-term follow-up now suggesting that the benefit is continuing to be sustained even with longer-term follow-up. The next trial I want to talk about is the ALCYONE trial. And this is a trial that was presented initially at ASH and then was published in the New England Journal simultaneously and was a randomized phase 3 trial of VMP, bortezomib, melphalan, and prednisone versus DARA plus VMP. So it was really VMP plus or minus daratumumab. And this was a large phase 3 trial done in transplant-ineligible patients, predominantly enrolled in Europe. And as you can tell, the use of melphalan and prednisone does not occur quite frequently in the U.S., but is used fairly frequently in Europe. This randomized phase 3 trial demonstrated a significant improvement in progression-free survival, depth of response, and actually MRD-negative complete remission. And for one of the first times ever, the FDA actually recognized MRD negativity as a major benefit of the VMP plus daratumumab combination. And we've seen that DARA in other partners does achieve MRD negativity in the newly diagnosed and in the relapsed and refractory setting, making this a really exciting new regimen and actually led to the FDA approval of daratumumab in newly diagnosed myeloma in combination with VMP. Very interesting data, and there are other partners with DARA that we're looking at in future therapies, such as RVD, RD, or even carfilzomib and dexamethasone, to better understand where daratumumab may add benefit in the newly diagnosed myeloma setting. And the other trial I want to talk just a moment about is the AQUILA trial. And this is actually a trials in progress. This is actually being presented by Dr. Rajkumar and is a randomized phase 3 trial of subcutaneous daratumumab versus observation for patients with high-risk smoldering myeloma. We know that there's a lot of clinical investigations in high-risk smoldering. Things that have been done include aggressive VRD, KRD, tandem transplant, long-term maintenance. There are also more gentle approaches such as single-agent lenalidomide versus observation and daratumumab versus observation in a number of different studies. The advantage that this ongoing trial really has is A, the use of subcutaneous daratumumab, and B, the fact that there is in fact a control arm, because I don't think we've established clearly that early intervention for high-risk smoldering impacts short-term and long-term outcomes. This trial is something that I think we're all looking forward to results in the future on, and really will help us to understand how best to approach smoldering myeloma. And finally, as we're talking about monoclonal antibody-based therapy across the spectrum in myeloma, we know that there were a couple of hiccups with the pembrolizumab trial in the context of newly diagnosed and relapsed refractory myeloma partnered with either lenalidomide or pomalidomide. And some of that was discussed by the FDA at ASCO 2018. What we also know is that very recently, the nivolumab trials were actually just reopened, further trying to assess the benefit of PD-1 inhibition in combination with an immunomodulatory agent in patients with relapsed and refractory myeloma, suggesting further clinical investigation is currently ongoing.